Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. It is such a beautiful, beautiful, sunshiny Saturday. I love it today. The weather is absolutely perfect. It's only going to be in the 70s. I mean, this is a Chamber of Commerce kind of day.
But I don't understand something about you. I just don't.
What's wrong?
You have this beautiful convertible.
Yes.
And you drove in without the top down.
I didn't want to mess up my hair. I got an appointment today.
What kind of an excuse is that?
That's the truth.
There are only certain days to have the top down.
That's true. So, I'll get it down when I'm done with all my... I had three appointments today.
See, I don't have that worry. I just put the top down. I don't care about my hair.
That's because you don't have any?
I set myself up, didn't I?
You did.
Hey,
you
welcome everyone to Real Estate Radio with Angela, with Howard, and...
Susan Curry.
Good morning, Susan. Glad you're here again. Susan is a great part of our team.
Yes.
Yes, showing houses and listing houses, and we're doing the same thing. We got another great house to show this afternoon or after the show.
You mean our open house?
Our open house.
Yes, and then I'm showing property, too.
Yeah. We got some great things to talk about today, including, do you believe that a third of the year is over?
What? No.
Yes.
That cannot be.
It's
that means Christmas
months.
Is right around the corner.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know how many Hallmarks we get to watch, Howard, that are about Christmas?
Oh, my. A lot of people don't know what you're talking about.
Of course they do. There is
no
one on the planet.
Male listeners not know what you're talking about.
If they have wives, they know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
they're probably having the same feeling you're having. No.
Hey, I need to give a shout out to one of our longtime radio listeners, Rob, who we met with yesterday. What a nice, interesting conversation we had.
Yeah, I'm really nice guy.
About all sorts of things. Thank you for serving our country, Rob. And someday you may be putting your house on the market. We shall see. But anyway, great to meet with you and share some coffee with you. Anyway, we got lots to talk about today, including a subject of something that we've never done before. It's what to forget about in real estate. We're going to get to that in the second segment.
It's such an interesting twist.
It is
forget
a twist.
Forget this, forget that.
But it relates also to
something that happened
with one of our customers.
Yes.
So we're going to tell you about that. That's going to be an interesting thing. Now, today is May 1st.
Yes.
And there are special things about May 1st. And of course, what happens today? You know, we always start out the show by talking about what's special about today. It is Couple Appreciation Day.
Let's spend some time on that.
You know, we can't take up the whole show. There's so
many
things.
No, I don't mean for the show. I mean today, you and me, let's try some customer.
You're not my customer.
Because I can do customer appreciation every day. Couple appreciation. We'll figure that out.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, just because I serve you coffee every day, you're not my customer.
Not today, you didn't, barista. You slept
well,
through it.
Well, I prepared it last night. But anyway, it's Couple Appreciation Day. So if you are a member of a couple, tell them or show them something that you appreciate about them today. It's also, if you have a child and they love to, or you're an adult and you love to collect comics books, go to a comic book store and maybe, just maybe, they would give you a free comic book because today is Free Comic Book Day.
Oh, how about that?
And related to Couples Day, it is Global Love Day.
Ooh,
yeah. So
nice.
If you love somebody, and you can, you know, extend this to your children, your parents, your brother, your sister, it's Global Love Day. So show some
global
love.
Global love. Okay.
That's right. That's right. What else is interesting about today? It's May Day.
I love
May
Day.
Remember being a kid
yes,
in elementary school?
I do.
What did you do, Susan?
We used to make homemade little baskets, fill them with flowers, and sneak up to our neighbors and leave them on their doorstep.
That's right. It's celebrated actually around the world in different ways. They called it different things. But
So I grew up here and went to Arlington Elementary, and we used to have a May flower celebration. So the whole school would be outside, and we would dance around the maypole. And with the little thing, it was
the ribbons.
Fun. Yes. With the ribbons. Yes. Thank you.
It's Loyalty Day also.
I'm all about that.
I am all about
super
loyalty
loyal.
As well, as you know very much. It's also Lei Day.
What's that mean?
Well, the leis in Hawaii.
Oh,
the flower
aloha.
Garlands
aloha.
Around your neck. Yes. And it's also Mother Goose Day.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the history is behind that, but it is indeed Mother Goose Day. Now, we are into real estate, right?
Yes.
It is New Homeowners Day.
It is?
It really
nice.
Is. There's
oh,
a day for new
I
homeowners.
I didn't even know that. So I'm going to put that on my calendar for a repeat of every May 1st.
Yes. Now, are any of you, or either of you, some of our listeners, I'm sure, are horse racing fans?
Yeah.
Anybody know what race it is today? Well, it's one of the three big ones.
Kentucky Derby.
It's Kentucky Derby Day. That's right. So get out your fancy hats and get out your mint juleps. And
I've never had a mint julep.
I've never had a mint julep. Nope. You know, there's a person whose name is Mint Julep.
Is that how the drink got started?
I don't know. But some people, you know, are into horses, so they name their child Mint Julep and then a person's last name. I read that once. Yes.
Hmm.
Yes. What is your name, darling? My name is Mint Julep.
Okay.
Some people do crazy things. I don't know.
He's
and
digressing.
In recognition of our service members, it is Silver Star Service Banner Day.
Ooh,
now,
nice.
Silver Star is the third highest decoration for valor in combat.
Wow.
So there is a day to
Well, hats
remember
off to
that.
All the Silver Star winners.
Yes.
People it's also, who have gotten that.
Now, it doesn't apply really today unless you happen to work today, but it's phone in sick today.
Can I do that? Can I phone in sick?
To
Will
whom?
You accept?
Who would you phone into?
I'll tell you, and then you have to go do my job.
And I'd say, get off your butt. No, we have an open house today. We're showing houses today.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't miss it for anything, actually.
Ours,
I'm just trying to make a funny.
Yes, it's a phone in fake sick. If you are really sick, I would like you to stay home and not infect anyone else.
Oh, well, I rarely get sick. I am super healthy.
Yes. All right.
Super duper healthy.
Hey, we're your problem solving realtors here on the radio in our 10th year of giving infotainment, giving advice to people about buying and selling and renting and all of that sort of stuff. And it's been an interesting week. So tell us how many people bought and sold, Angela.
I will do that. But the first other thing I want to do, Howard, is I want to remind people this is a call-in show. So I don't believe we have a contest today. But if you have any real estate questions, comments, concerns, please call us while we're here this hour between 9 and 10.
You know what?
We have really experienced realtors right here to answer all of your questions. So the number here is 904-222-8255.
Hey,
so that's 222-TALK. Call us and we will answer your questions.
You know, we ran out of time last week before we gave the answer to the contest. And the
you
contest
remember
last
what it was?
Week was among builders in the last 2 years, what brand of kitchen appliance did they install the most?
It was
Whirlpool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whirlpool.
We see a lot of Whirlpool appliances out,
well,
don't we? I would have thought it was GE,
they're...
though.
GE
to be
was number two.
Yeah, and somebody guessed that.
Yeah.
I think it was Phil.
So we only have 1 minute left to say
okay.
It was a good week in real estate. And when we come back, we're going to talk about interest rates. Although they only went up one
hundredth. You're not letting me talk about it when we come back?
Okay. Well, if you insist, we'll
I
let
insist.
You talk. Well, if you insist, then...
Either that or I'm going to have to call in sick.
Well, maybe you'll just call in on the radio and ask to speak on the radio, and we will say, Angela's on the line. How can we help you, Angela?
Because you know I love talking to everybody.
You
call
do.
Call in. I want to say hey.
So when we come back after the break, we're going to give Angela her turn to talk. And stay with us, everyone, and we will be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this sunny Saturday.
Ooh, I like the way you said that.
Sunny Saturday.
Sunny Saturday.
Yeah, but you know what it is for me, right? Happy, happy, happy. It's a happy Saturday. Why?
Oh,
because
my God.
One
How
of the customers...
How many coffees had you had today?
A lot. But anyway, one of the customers that we've been helping to find a home since November, I think, is when we started with her search.
But we're going to tell a story about that
got
later on. We're
going to
tell
night.
A story. Let's wait for the story.
Now, I don't know what I'm going to do every day if I'm not taking her out house hunting. I have to find something else to do.
We're going to find a new customer. All right. You were so excited to tell about the numbers for the week. So tell everybody.
Yeah. All right. Take me back to business, Howard. All right. Here we go. So this is what happened this week. According to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 1,018 offers got accepted. That's a new record. It's higher than it was last week. It was over 1,000 last week, but it's even higher this week.
Yeah.
681 new homes came on the market. That number is up 23%. That's a lot of homes.
But still a shortage. Yes.
I know, but it's still, these are bigger numbers than we're used to seeing, Howard. 363 of the 681, y'all, that's 53%. They're already under contract. And 99 of those went under contract on the very first day. 828 of you actually closed on a home for yourself. And we say,
congratulations.
That number was up 32%.
All right.
Yes.
How about interest rates? What did they do?
Well, here's what happened. The 30-year rate, it averaged 2.98%. During this same week last year, the rates were 3.23%. So we're less than we were last year.
It came up 1/100th of a point. That's the average of the 25 largest Freddie Mac lenders for a 30-year.
The 15-year rate rose 2/100ths of a point to 2.31%. And this time last year, it was 2.77%. And the FHA 30-year rate, well, it's around 2.62%. So, you know, we'll have to see what the Van Wees say when they come in. But
all right.
That's what's happening.
They're also going to tell us what the Fed did this week because they met and gave a report this week. We've got a caller. Good morning, caller. It's Phil.
Phil from Orange Park. Health is lousy, but docs are taking care of me, and prayers are welcome. And unofficially, I can't give you the date because it's classified, but once a year we all have one, so you can imagine what May is for me. And I don't do cards or anything, whatnot, because it was a special day for I request not to get anything because it's everybody I know, because it was a very special day. I was actually born back in a part of my French, no pun intended, dark ages, when it was on Sunday, Mother's Day at 12:01 in the afternoon. So it was a special day for Mom and I, wherever I was in the world.
Well, it's always Mother's Day when their children are born.
That's true.
Yes, sir. And I know you're busy, and my health is so I'm fizzing out a little bit, but I'm okay. I just wanted to say to the lady with y'all and to all of you, you have a 5-star operation, but your customer service and your staff is 5.5-star. And this old retired veteran, who's, as we all are, on borrowed time, hopefully no time soon, salute you, and I thank you, and God bless you. And you know what, ma'am? Keep him in line. You got to do it. Okay. It's your convertible, not his. And that was a joke.
No, we have two. We each have one, Phil.
Okay. Hey, never divulge all your assets. Now, come on, you know.
Oh, mine's really old.
You don't want IRS to come after you. Then I'd have to make a call to have them delete that screen for you, you know?
Oh, okay, well, you can do that?
Well, Phil, thank you so much for calling.
Someday when we meet at the coffee shop or at Lulu's or Charter House or wherever, no more is anymore. I won't come in with a mask and sunglasses, but I'll have my surgical mask on or whatever, but we'll talk generically. All right. On my first book. Bye-bye.
God bless, Phil. Yeah, my convertible is a really old one. It's a 1997, so you don't have to worry about my assets. They're really old.
It's almost like me. An antique.
It's almost an antique, but it's a lot of fun to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hey, you know, at the end of every month, we do one thing that people tell us is kind of a favorite thing to hear, and there are some records with it. It's the high and low sales for the month.
Yes, my favorite.
And this past month, gosh, just broke some records. For single-family homes, there were 71 homes that went for $1 million or more.
That's incredible.
I think the previous high was 54.
So what does that tell you, Howard?
Prices are going up. People have money.
People have money. Now, and 71, which is a really high number, right? That's... how much? 40% higher than the last time?
Something like that. So
guess what? That money's from out of town.
I don't know.
I betcha.
I don't know. But here's the interesting thing. So that's one thing interesting. Now, let me go over the I didn't go through and say how many were oceanfront and how many were cash and how many were river, because it would just take me a long time. But what's interesting about the highest one is that it sold in one day.
Cool.
One day. There were multiple bids on it. It sold for over asking price, $6,995,000.
Oh, I bet it was on the ocean in Ponte Vedra, probably near the lodge.
It was, and they advertised walking distance to the lodge,
of
and
course.
it was 18 houses away, so you'd have to walk a little bit.
Excellent.
But it was interesting in that the house was built in 1988.
Yeah.
And everything in it looked like it was 1988. The kitchen looked like it was original. The bathrooms were the lower cabinet ones.
Things you obviously don't value. I can tell by how you're reporting on this story.
Well, the bathroom cabinets were 1988. All the wallpaper looked like it was 1988. So the kitchens, the bathrooms, the wallpaper, the carpet. Remember the old green carpet that people used to have? It still had the green
carpet. That was in 88? Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it still had all of that. Now, that's not to say it wasn't a nice house. It was a big house. It was 6,700 square feet, six bedrooms, six baths, obviously oceanfront. It had a pool. It had a hot tub. It had a big deck. And it had a balcony on the entire width of the second floor.
It's perfect. You know what? If you have that much money, come on, think about it. If you have that much money, what's a few more bucks to renovate it, make it your own?
Make it yours.
Right? Put all the fancy stylings that are really hip and current today.
But it is about location, because if this was a couple miles down, it would have been half the price. Probably wouldn't have had multiple offers.
Yeah.
Now, the lowest price one, another interesting thing, this was the highest price, lowest one we've ever had. The lowest price ones in the past have been $14,000, $15,000, $16,000. This one went for $36,000.
That is the highest. Highest low.
And this was a flip where the person did nothing. They paid $21,000 for it in February, flipped it for $36,000, did nothing to it.
I've seen things like that recently, actually. We even bid on a house that happened to.
Now, another interesting thing for condos.
Yes.
Normally, there's one or two condos that sell for over $1 million.
Yes.
There were eight of them this month. Eight of them.
New money.
The highest price one was $2,750,000. It was the penthouse at Marbella.
Of course.
5,315 feet. Four bedrooms, four and a half bath. So the eight is a new high. And here's another interesting part. On the lowest one, it's a new high.
Okay.
$63,500.
Wow.
Normally the condos, they've been raising up. The last high, I think, was $53,000.
Right.
That was the lowest. That was the highest low. So it's gone up about $10,000. This was an efficiency of only 425 square feet in City Place.
Yeah.
So a year ago, you could have gotten a City Place efficiency for like $40,000.
Or less.
And now
it was even lower than that.
$3,500. Yeah. When we say prices
are going up,
they are going up.
And we cannot emphasize enough that this is not a bubble. These are real price increases, and part of it is driven by the fact that so many of these purchases are cash. This is real money going in, and it is elevating the prices in all the neighborhoods, all price points, from the lowest low to the highest high. Everything's higher than it used to be. So if you think you want to wait to buy a house, I would encourage you not to, because as interest rates go up, you'll be able to afford even less house than you did, because prices are going to remain high. It's a difficult time for buyers.
Well, and it's a... Somebody didn't put their phone on stun. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Susan, can't believe you did that.
I can't believe that Angela just blamed Susan. Can you
imagine that? And I just laughed.
When we come back after the break, we have something that we've never done before. And I'm going to tell you what the title is. So I want you to think about it. It's an update for buyers. And I entitled it, "It's Time to Forget 8 Key Things."
Yes.
That in the past,
if you want to get a house, you need to forget these 8 things.
You would never forget about these things.
No, they're critical and important, but not anymore. Yes, all the rules have changed. So if you're thinking about buying a home, you need to listen to these 8 things that you need to forget, or you're not going to win.
And then we're going to segue into a real story about one of our customers on how important it is. We'll be right back. Stay with us, everybody.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A major theme park has reopened its doors in the Golden State. Disneyland reopening after a 13-month shutdown. The iconic theme park in Southern California had been closed under the state's strict virus rules. They swung open the gates on Friday. Visitors were happy to be there. Capacity is limited for the time being. Only in-state visitors are being allowed back in the doors. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines is raising concerns about some of the proposals he heard this week in the president's address to a joint session of Congress. In particular, he says he is concerned about the Democrats' plan to spend $6 trillion on a variety of programs, something he says will put the country in hock for generations to come and also lead to massive inflation. Moderna says it's beefing up global manufacturing of its COVID-19 vaccine, part of an effort to produce up to 3 billion doses next year. This is SRN News.
Have you ever heard somebody say they have the highest quality at rock-bottom prices? I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and for diamonds, an assertion like that is absurd. It'd be like a banker saying they sold dollar bills for 50 cents. That just doesn't happen in any industry, and people who believe it are always the ones looking for something too good to be true, and they normally find out later it was. In diamonds, when you talk about higher quality with credible diamond grading reports from GIA, AGS, or Forevermark, higher prices mean higher quality, greater rarity, greater value. Now, for a customer to understand that, they can try to learn things on the Internet, but it gets confusing because they don't have an expert to ask questions to. The best way to get answers is to come in one of our stores and ask one of our professionals your question and have them explain real diamonds to you. The result will be you'll understand about a diamond's quality, price, and value. So come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the shops at Ponte Vedra.
Just think of the smell of the house after frying fish or cooking broccoli, changing the air conditioning to heat. These odors are germs. How does one eliminate this bacteria? Lamprey. Lamprey actually purifies and perfumes the air. This is not done by masking undesirable odor molecules, but by destroying them, leaving the air purified in just 20 minutes. Originally invented to kill bacteria in hospitals, these handsome lamps should be wherever germs flourish. Lamprey, available at Annabelle's of Orange Park.
Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5.
Does your family deserve the freshest produce? Well, obviously, of course they do. And nothing's fresher than the straight off the bush strawberries and blueberries from the Towers Family Farms. And it's super simple. You just pay for what you pick. They're open every day, except Mondays and Thursdays. And bring your family, because after all, memories aren't made at the grocery store. They're made at the farm. Towers Family Farms. You can also easily pre-order their blueberries and strawberries. Visit towersjacks.com for all your pre-order and picking needs.
Is it time for a new roof? Get your roofing job done right. Call Sears Roofing right now for a free in-home estimate. That's Sears Roofing. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call Sears Roofing right now. 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Lots of sunshine today, a little breezy and a high of 81. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy, down to 68. A mix of sun and clouds for Sunday in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of showers, upper 60s. Sunny and breezy Monday and 92.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here with you on this beautiful, sunshiny Saturday. It is a happy, 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 happy day.
I was wondering when you were going to do that.
Happy.
Okay. You know, it's...
Yeah, let's talk about the eight things that people need to forget. Change your mindset.
Change your mindset. Absolutely. About buying.
Yes.
Yes. You know, it's a strange time in residential real estate with little inventory, rising prices, multiple offers. What to do? Forget the past. Yep. Just forget it. Forget these things that used to be the norms.
All right. Let's get to the heart of it.
Okay. Susan, you're going to do the first one.
Forget the listed price. The only value is what buyers are willing to pay to get the house from others who also want to buy it.
Ah, yes.
Forget the listed price. Oh, my gosh. That's hard to forget that.
It's just the starting point, Howard. Think of it as an auction.
Well, what
it's
else
the starting
do they
point.
What else do they need to forget? Okay, forget the comps, meaning the comparables. Regardless of similar homes that have sold in the last 3 to 6 months, the only real price that buyers should focus on is what they need to pay to get the home they want ahead of others who also want it. So it doesn't matter what the comps are. Now, it used to, you know, you always ask your realtors, well, what are the comps? What's the price per square foot of the others? It doesn't matter anymore. It just doesn't.
It's kind of interesting because if it does matter to you, you're probably not going to get the house.
Yeah.
Right.
We're talking about getting the house you want.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the third one?
Forget what you believe the house is worth.
Oh, that's a tough one.
That's another irrelevant figure. At the end of the day, anything is worth what someone is willing to pay for it. Supply and demand.
It's just like artwork. You know, how much is a piece of artwork worth?
Whatever the beholder thinks it's worth.
Whatever all those bidders are willing to pay for it. Okay.
Okay, you're not going to believe this one. Forget the appraiser. Most successful buyers in multiple offer situations are removing the appraisal contingency. In other words, the buyer is willing to pay above the appraised amount.
That was unheard of years ago.
Yes.
Oh,
and you
gosh.
Know what? Going in line with that in our contracts, if you forget the financing contingency, like, you know, if you just take a chance that you can get financed without making it contingent upon you being financed, that's another way to win. So forget the financing contingency.
Okay. Now, just about every buyer, if they're not pre-approved by a lender, well, you might as well forget about getting it. But let's say they're approved at $400,000. Forget about searching for homes at $400,000. Since homes are selling above the listed price, buyers should be looking at homes that are listed at 10 to 15% below their maximum price so that there's room to bid higher to get the homes that they want. It's the only way that you're going to be successful.
Yes. And you know what else you have to forget? Forget trying to find your dream home.
What?
What? I know.
Oh,
it sounds wrong, but it's true. No home is perfect, not even if you designed it yourself. If you rate the home as 90% of what you want, well, remember back to high school? A 90 is still an A. You can still make changes after you move in, like change the colors of the house, the walls, the flooring, or remodel the kitchen or the bathrooms. You can add a pool. You can add a fence. There's things you can do to make it your own. Stop looking for your dream house. You just got to get a house. You won't have enough selection.
Or you can look for a dream house, but don't settle. You can settle for something that's still an A, but not a 99 or 100.
Right. And you'll just have to make it your own.
Okay.
Forget the status quo on making offers. Consider making your offer different. Offers to pay the seller's closing costs. Let the seller pick the closing date. Let the seller stay in the house an extra month for free, as they may need more time to find another place to live themselves. And use an escalatory clause to pay X amount of dollars above the next higher offer, or say you won't even ask for repairs.
I heard a new one this week.
What?
The buyer offered $10,000 towards the seller's closing cost, mm-hmm, and offered $5,000 to their favorite charity.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
That's a different one.
And offered this. They were very creative. And offered $5,000 towards their moving cost.
How about
towards
that?
Towards the seller's moving
expenses. Seller's moving cost.
Yeah.
Now, here's the most important thing. This is number 8. And remember we said at the beginning, it's time to forget these 8 key things. Most importantly, forget about giving up. Some of the most successful inventors had so many failures before they had successes. Think of how the world would be if Ben Franklin or the Wright brothers or Henry Ford or Jonas Salk, who invented the polio vaccine, and others would be if they had given up. You know, Babe Ruth, who we all remember for his home runs, he had actually more strikeouts at bat than he had hits. Keep swinging. Keep trying. Your new home, your American dream is coming. The qualified, prospective buyers that don't get a home are either the ones that don't listen to their realtor or have given up. Now, I want to tell you a story that relates to all of these together.
Yes.
We have a customer who's been searching for 8 months to find the perfect home and had their dream home in mind.
Yes.
And made 7 offers on paper, made a couple verbal offers that were turned down. And they were concentrating on the list price and were thinking about comps and were worried about the appraiser and were searching at their maximum price and were searching for their dream home and were using the status quo, doing all those things that now we say to forget. And they were outbid on 7 offers, including the latest one, which was a $440,000 house that they offered $20,000 more. And they lost to someone that offered $500,000.
Which is $60,000 over list price.
And that offer removed every single contingency they were going to pay. They, meaning the successful bidder, was going to pay above appraisal, was taking the house as is with no repairs, was going to close whenever the seller wanted. In other words, just said, I want your house. I'll see you at the closing table.
Yeah, they didn't even do an inspection.
No inspection, nothing.
Hope that realtor got a waiver on that.
Our customer has been devastated and wanted to quit. We said, don't quit.
Keep going.
Keep going.
It's going to happen.
Susan showed them 2 houses this week.
Mm-hmm. Three.
Three. Okay. Mm-hmm. They put in 2 offers, mm-hmm. hoping to get one of them.
Yep.
We got a call last night on their 8th. And the buyer felt, 8's my lucky number.
That's right.
And it turned out to be.
Yep.
She got her 8th offer accepted. Yep. What did she do? She forgot the list price. She forgot the comps. She forgot what the house was really worth. She forgot about the appraiser. She forgot about listing at their perceived maximum price. She forgot about searching for her dream home. She forgot the status quo on the offers. And she forgot about giving up. What did she do? She finally listened to the advice of her realtor. What did she get? She got her home. Congratulations.
I don't know if I like one of the things you said.
What's
finally
that?
Finally listen to the advice of the realtors. I don't think it's that. I think it's that you lose enough times, you get to the place where you go, what do I need to do?
What do I need to do? Yes.
Like, it isn't really about not listening.
Because it's hard.
She hadn't been bad about it at
all.
No, it's
hard to come to, it's hard to give up these things. It's hard to give up the listing price. It's hard to forget comps. It's hard not to believe what the house is really worth. You want a house? You got to go for it. And this is the way to go for it.
The thing is, you know, it was years back since she's bought a house. So you have a certain way that you know how to do it. She's not a first-time home buyer. So you have to get rid of the preconceived notions and create the new pattern that works.
So she's getting a great house, and
beautiful,
she and her family are going to move in and going to love it.
Yes.
And until the next time. So,
yes.
She stuck with it and was successful.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got more to talk about on the radio when we come back. Hope you like that story. It is an absolute true story, and these are the things that you need to forget to get your dream house.
Yep.
All right. We'll be back and talk about what's happened with lumber.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Susan's going to tell you about that when we
get
back.
And our open house.
And our open house. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back. And if you have a question, call, and we'll try and answer that for you. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or required 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this sunshiny Saturday. It's a great day, Howard.
It is. I'm looking forward to doing that open house today.
Me
that we're going
too.
To talk
the
about
weather's
in
fantastic.
A few minutes.
Yes.
And we have somebody that's going to come after the open house is over to see it, and perhaps it's going to get sold today, that executive home.
I hope it gets
home.
Sold today.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So, Angela, something new came out just this week that is going to be starting in the summer to help low-income existing homeowners that have a mortgage. Tell us about that.
So this is a financing opportunity, actually, to refinance. The Federal Housing Financing Agency just announced this week this new program for low-income people with either a Fannie Mae or a Freddie Mac mortgage, giving them a minimum a half a point reduction in their existing interest rate, saving them anywhere from $100 to $250 a month when they refinance. This is fantastic. To qualify, the buyers must earn less than 80% of the area's median income. Now, here's an interesting thought about this, Howard. Prices are going up. Most people's salaries aren't going up as high as prices are going. So this could apply to a lot of people. 80% of the area's median income, they have to be up to date on their current payments and have not missed a payment in the last 12 months. This is not a typical refinance in that credit standards will be reduced and certain fees are going to be waived. This will be launched this summer, and more details are coming out.
Yeah, so if you know someone or you are someone in a situation where you know your income is less than the median, and it's based on house size. So if there are five people in the family, it's going to be a higher wage. There are a lot of stipulations in it. But basically, you go to your mortgage company, your existing mortgage company. You give them your situation. They'll check to see whether your house is your mortgage is backed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, and over half of the mortgages in existence are. So it is likely that your mortgage is.
So I said that wrong, though, didn't I? It's 80% of income.
Income.
I said it of sales price. Yes. So my bad.
So your interest rate could go down it will be a minimum of half a point. So, I mean, that could be up to $3,000 a year or more.
Right?
That's a lot of money.
It's great.
So if you know someone in this situation, it's just, and it could be like no money out of pocket to do this.
Yeah.
And it may be that you can refinance the cost of doing it as well. All of the details have not come out on this. This is absolutely great for so many of the people here in Jacksonville. And it's not just Duval County. It could be anywhere. So, good stuff.
Yes, it is.
Susan, what's up with lumber? No pun intended.
The price.
Okay.
So, Howard told you a couple of months ago that the price of lumber had almost doubled, causing the average price of a newly constructed home to rise an amazing $24,000.
Incredible.
Crazy. An updated pricing model shows that prices of lumber continue to rise an astounding amount, more than tripling in the last 12 months. The result is that the average newly constructed home is now $36,000 more to build.
So no more 20,000, no more 24,000, now 36.
So it went from 24 to 36. Isn't that 50% higher?
Well, it's 50% higher, more than the 24.
For the lumber, right.
Yeah, it's gone up 350%.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
So it's 2.5 times what it was a year ago in April.
Mm.
So it not only affects construction lumber, meaning the studs and the plywood, but think about, you know, your kitchen cabinets. They're all made of wood.
Yeah, it's everything.
As well. I mean, mm-hmm. So many things. Fencing, decks, all of those things are made of wood.
It also affects newly constructed apartment buildings, which are really all over the Jacksonville metropolitan area.
It's amazing. You drive around Jacksonville, and they're being built everywhere. And
yes.
What are they made of?
Lumber.
They're
made
of lumber. You see all the sticks.
Yeah.
So if the cost to build them is more, then what are they going to have to do? Raise the rents.
Yes. That's one reason rents are going up. There's other reasons.
So there's a consequence of that nobody really talks about. And I don't know whether I really call it a consequence. Does it mean that existing homes are a better bargain than newly built homes?
Well, yes and no. Yeah. Yes and no.
Think about that.
This is such a weird pricing time. You're watching builders take two price increases in a week. I mean, it's really hard to say it. And I don't think that's just lumber. I mean, there's other things now that they're saying that they can't get either, like windows and, you know, all sorts of things. So I don't know, Howard. Resales could be a better thing, although it feels like the wild, wild west in resales when people are just offering anything.
Well, you compare that to the price of getting a new home, you got to wait a year for it. And that's if you can bid on one.
True.
It is. Do you know what we have to talk about now?
What do we have to talk about now?
Well, we got to talk about this open house that's coming on the not coming on the market, but
it
coming
on
to
the market,
see
Philly.
You. Very soon after the show, and it is at 741 Providence Island Court.
That's in Queens Harbor.
It's in Queens Harbor.
I love Queens Harbor. It's one of my favorite neighborhoods, and it always has been. It's just a great location, and, you know, it has yachting and golf and country club, and, you know, it's a guard-gated community, so you can feel very safe. And this particular section of Queens Harbor is called Providence Island, and it's all townhome-styled homes, two-story homes, and there are some that are attached, like townhomes, and there's some that are single-family, still in the two-story style. And they're kind of long, like shotgun in the way. You know what I mean by that? Because you're from the north, right? Shotgun houses, how they're long. And It's because it's a zero lot line, which I love, because you don't have to mow the yard. You don't have to worry about it. It's part of your dues in living there. So it's easy maintenance, and it's a lock and leave, or it's a second home, or it's the home you want to live in all the time. You just don't want to have a yard. But here you have this large home, 4,000 square feet, just under, and the amenities are top notch. I mean, top notch. I don't get impressed easy because we see, you know, I've been doing this 22 years. I see thousands of houses. I love this house. I mean, I love this house. When you walk in, you feel the quality immediately.
Everyone that comes in says, wow.
Yes. And many people have said, wow, this seems like it might be priced too low. It's not priced too low. It's priced appropriately for what it is. And it is just stunning, though, you know, and comfortable at the same time. And so I love that. So sometimes we think, oh, 4,000 square feet, that's too big. It's not too big. It lives really well because the rooms are all generous in size and comfortable at the same time.
It's a four-bedroom, four-bath. Each of the bedrooms has its own bath, plus
right.
There are two half-baths.
Correct. Correct.
And there's a casita.
Yes, a casita.
Yes.
I love that.
One of the bedrooms is used as an exercise room.
So that's the casita in this case, and it has a washer dryer hookup. It has a residential size refrigerator, a dishwasher, you know, the whole kitchenette. You can't have a second oven because you're just not allowed to have two in a house in our county. So anyway, it's very self-sufficient, though. So it'd be a great in-law suite, a great guest suite, a great teenager suite.
It has a balcony on the second floor. It's just
and
it's just absolutely beautiful. High-end appliances. It even has a closet full that is just for the audiovisual equipment in the house.
And all the TVs stay. Everything that's already mounted is staying. It's wonderful. And you know what? I've met a lot of the neighbors as I've been, you know, hanging out around there, and nice people. I mean, this is somewhere you really want to live.
Yeah. Vessel sinks in the half bath.
Yes.
Three air conditioning systems and just 8-foot solid wood doors. Everything
tall,
in there.
Those super tall baseboards. I mean, it's beautiful. The steps are all wood. Even upstairs in the loft area, there's another kitchenette there with a U-line fridge and a wet sink. And it's wonderful. Come see us today. We're going to be there from 11 to 1, 741 Providence Island Court in Queens Harbor. Just approach the guard gate. Tell them you're going to the open house. Follow the Watson Realty signs. We will be there to welcome you. Look forward to meeting you.
Yeah.
And we want to get this house sold. It is value priced at $850,000.
Hey, the Van Wees are waiting to tell you about this past week. They're giving there's a disagreement here. One of them's given a so-so, and the other one's given a sign of a thumbs down. But we'll hear all about that. They're going to tell you about what the Fed did this week, so stay tuned for them. You know, you need to have a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling the most important financial transaction in your life. That's buying or selling a house. Angela and Susan and I are here to help you. Call us after the show, and you can call Angela 465-3845. I don't have time to give you the other numbers. God bless everyone. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.